inspired, of extraordinary quality, as if arising from some external creative impulse. Greatness, the state, condition, or quality of being great. This is Inspired to Greatness.
Hey, 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 friends. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the Inspired to Greatness podcast. It's been quite a while, but anyway, we'll talk about it in a minute. But welcome to the Inspired to Greatness show, the show all about spreading inspiration, motivation, and being great. I am your host, DJ Matt freaking Blake. I hope you're having an amazing day, my friends. Today, we are talking about owning your life. Owning your life. And it's a good one, and I'm excited, and it's a good one for the start of a new year. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's, as usual, get into some quotes. It's your life. You're going to own it. Let's talk about some quotes that are going to get you there. Alexander the Great said, "There is nothing impossible to they who will try." This podcast to this week is about owning your life and your decisions that will help you own your life. And this quote, "There is nothing impossible to they who will try," is about choosing what you try. You choose where to spend your energy. You choose what you're going to focus on. You choose what you're going to try. Walt Whitman said, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine and shadows will fall behind you." This is about choosing where you spend your focus. What gets your attention? Are you going to focus on the problems? Are you going to focus on the failures? Are you going to focus on yesterday? Or are you going to focus on tomorrow and the future and your goals that lie ahead of you? And Michael Altshuler said, "The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot, and you get to choose how you spend your time. You get to choose where you spend your time, where you spend your focus and attention, and where you spend your energy. And deciding how you spend those things and where you focus those things is going to help you own your life and make decisions that will get you where you want to be." And most people fail at their goals because they're no longer focused on their goals or they're distracted. And I don't even have this quote written down, but I think it was Henry Ford that said, "Obstacles are those things that, scary things that get in your way when you stop looking at your goal," or something to that effect. I mean, if you're focused so hard on your goal and the end game and where you're headed, you're not even going to see the obstacles. You're going to breeze right past them, over them, around them. It's just going to be amazing. So, priorities and focus that I have chosen are the reason that this podcast hasn't been released in like 6 months. Now, I love podcasting. I absolutely love podcasting. It's one of my most favorite things. I get a thrill. I get a rise. I get energized by it. I love it. But I've had quite a year the past 18 months. It's felt like about 3 years, but it's been 18 months. I've had major life changes. I'll put things out there. You know, I've been through a divorce, and so separating households from the woman I was married to for 17 years, that's a gigantic change. It's insane. And my business is making huge shifts, and I've been focused on healing and preparation and my kids and my business and, you know, the future of my business. And there's a lot of stuff going on there. I'm sure I'll talk about it more on this podcast because, you know, that's a big part of my life. The one thing I'm working on in the new year is making time to do the things I love, like podcasting. Podcasting has been around my life for 16 years. I mean, I started my first podcast in 2007. I had a great time doing it, and it was the thing I did. It was my hobby. It was, you know, work. It was great. I loved it. And I'm not saying, side note here, I'm not saying that you have to just start new practices and new things, new habits in the new year. Anytime is a good time to start new habits, right? You could start them in February, you could start them in November, you could start them in July. It doesn't matter when. The new year, January, February, just happens to be my slow time. You know, I'm a DJ. Everybody just had huge parties for New Year's and for Christmas and the holidays. So people aren't necessarily partying in January that much. So January, February being my slow time, that is when I typically do refocus, adjust, set goals, and reattack. And I wouldn't say that I got burned out this fall, but I was very darn close. And I think one of those reasons that I got close to burning out is because I wasn't making the time to do the things I love to do, like podcasting, like seeing live music. And in the last couple of years, it's been really hard to go to a concert just because the things that government and cities and things decided to do and the decisions they tried to make for us. But now you can go see live music again, and I've been a lot lately, and it just helps me. It'll help anybody, right? If you need to make sure that's part of your focus, is doing things that energize and entertain you and fun. You can't just work all the time. All work and no play makes Matt a dull boy, right? There's a time to be completely focused and, you know, set hobbies aside for a little while, but you know, those are few and far between. There are things that you must focus on. Your job, your health, your family, your faith, etc. But add to that list things you enjoy, like hobbies, podcasting, reading, playing Call of Duty, whatever. It's important for your overall well-being. And if you don't take that time to do things that you enjoy in between the job and the family and going to the gym, like, you can survive just going to work and just going to the gym and just eating. Like, you can survive like that. I include the gym in there because if you don't focus on your health, you're not going to survive. You're not going to survive the end game, right? But you do have, you could survive, but it's not going to be a great life if you're just surviving, right? So life as an entrepreneur and a business owner and whatever it is you do, most people who listen to this podcast are probably either an independent salesperson of some kind, a business owner, an entrepreneur. Most people are like that. So in that lifestyle, in that way of doing things, you know, your business does take up a large portion of your life. And that's fine. And most of us are pretty lucky in that space, in that we do the thing we love. Like, I love DJing. I love DJing. I love entertaining. I host karaoke every week. I host trivia every week, and I love doing that. It's almost akin to working at a hobby, and music is a huge hobby of mine. So, you know, work can be fun and can be what you enjoy, but work does not count as a downtime hobby. So, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Well, it's true and not true. It's important to pick something you enjoy because, you know, it'll make your life more fulfilling and you'll be better at it. I believe fully that when you do something you love, you are made to do that you enjoy, then for sure you're gonna enjoy it better. And it's gonna be easier to get up in the morning to go to work. And it's gonna be easier to work late because it's something you love. It's something like, even when I wasn't DJing, even when I ran my design agency, when I did, you know, logos and marketing and websites and that stuff, I loved what I did. And so today, when I need to do marketing for my business, my DJ business, you know, if I sit and work on a website, updating website or building marketing materials, it's not tedious to me. I enjoy it. I like it. It's not rough on me to sit and watch TV while I have my laptop and I'm working on marketing designs and stuff. And yeah, I know maybe it's not a great example to split your time by like working on marketing while you're watching TV, but I'll be doing it at like 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the evening. But because I enjoy the thing I do, it's not really like I'm working. You know what I mean? That's the fashion you need. But you still have to make time to sit down in front of your TV and play Call of Duty or go out with your friends or go have dinner with your girlfriend, your spouse, whatever it is. Go play with your kids. Certainly go play with your kids. If your kids see you working and struggling all the time and only working on your business and you don't have time for them, they see that that is what you choose, right? And one of my favorite things to say is, instead of telling people you don't have time, tell them that that is not a priority. And see how you feel about when your kid comes up and says, "Hey, Dad, will you come watch this video with me? Because they think you'll enjoy it or they think it's funny." And you're like, "Hold on, I don't have time right now." Because you're working on something. That tells them that it's not important to them. And so if you think of it and you say it like, I'm sorry, that's not a priority. It'll start gut checking you and really making you decide if you want to stop and give your children the attention they need for a little bit and then go back to what you're working on. It's eye-opening. Just change out that I don't have time for it's not a priority. It'll change your life. So, priorities and focus. You know, I've been working on a lot of things. My business is fixing to do a massive overhaul, and it's been very, very exciting. But this fall, I was crazy busy. I was working 5-6 nights a week, and that is difficult. And that is how it's going to be for me several times a year. But again, if I didn't love what I did, I would probably be burnout. In fact, I was exhausted. Mid-December, I was just like, oh, I just want a break. But I knew that January, February is going to be my break. And that's another thing. You have to understand how your business works. I choose where I spend my time, right? You know, time flies, but I'm the pilot of my time. And so what I know is I'm going to have to spend ridiculous amounts of time working in the fall and the early winter, but I will be able to make that time up in January, February. So you have to know if your business doesn't really have a slow time, or if you're a plumber, or if you are a insurance person, or you sell auto parts, you may not have a slow part time of year. You may be steady, or you may be the same kind of busy all year round for the most part. So you have to decide, you know, are you going to work this weekend? Are you going to work late, you know, every day this week or whatever? You just need to decide where you're going to spend that time. And you also have to keep your face toward the sunshine, and the shadows will fall behind you, as Walt Whitman said. You have to decide where you're going to focus, not just your time, but where you're going to focus. Are you going to set goals and look forward? Or when you think about your business, or when you think about your life, are you going to look back and consider the failures? I'm not saying ignore them, because you have to learn. You have to learn from your failures and learn from the mistakes, but move on. You can't look back and say, man, we had a great year in 2019. We just haven't recovered. 2021 was supposed to be a recovery year. 2022 was supposed to be amazing. Especially in my industry, 2022 was supposed to be like this big coming back out party for the whole wedding and event industry, and everybody was supposed to be more busy than we've been in like 30 years or some such nonsense. I was excited to hear that, but it doesn't change my plans. I'm still just going to keep crunching after my business. And this fall, when I was so busy, I was busy enough that I was working in my business a lot, and I got to put in some automations that help a lot of my stuff go. And I've developed a marketing plan that helps me market more efficiently, so I can spend less of my time working on marketing and less of my focus having to do follow-ups, because a lot of that stuff is automated now. So now I've got extra time to focus either into the business, growing it in other ways, or onto my personal stuff like podcasting and my girlfriend and my kids and whatever. And I can choose where I focus, like in the business. Like, I don't have to worry about marketing. I don't have to worry about follow-ups. Now I can plan the next iteration. I have a huge website revamp coming up. I have another podcast project that's launching. So I can choose to do those times. And you choose where to spend your energy, right? So your energy, I don't have to work so hard at marketing. I don't have to work so hard at following up with clients. I don't have to work so hard at podcasting, because I've also, when I decided to relaunch the podcast, I put in some processes that make the podcast a little easier to work on, because I want to focus and spend energy and time getting things done ahead of time so that I can better control what I do with my time, my focus, and my energy later on. Do you see what I mean? If you make your focus and your energy and your time part of your plan, because time is finite, you might have a lot of energy and you might be able to psych yourself up and get more energy, but time is finite. Excuse me. You can only have so much, and you have to decide where you spend that. And once a day is gone, it's gone. So stop looking behind you and stop looking at where you've been and keep focusing forward, and that's where you'll head, right? I think I've beat that dog, that dead horse to death. So I'm going to give you a tool to try. Usually in the middle of the show, I'll give you a book or a tip or a tool. Let's see. The tool I want you guys to try is called Headway. It's an app. Headway. The Headway app. H-E-A-D-W-A-Y. Basically, it allows you to consume a lot of content very quickly. One of the things I wanted to do this year was start reading books that'll help me again, right? So I used to read a lot. I've read a lot of in the past. I read a lot of motivational, inspirational, a lot of business books. I read a lot of Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone, Jordan Peterson, stuff like that. Jeez Louise. And it's this weather going up and down. If you're one of my friends in North Texas, one of my listeners up here, and you know this weather has been like 30 degrees, 80 degrees, 40 degrees, 80 degrees, 20 degrees, 50 degrees. It's ridiculous, this weather. And it's got all our allergies. Ridiculous. Anyway, so that's all my sniffling and coughing on the podcast. I'm sorry. I know it's unprofessional, but whatever. You're used to me. Anyway, the Headway app, it gives you, it like synopsizes books in an amazing way. I've tried to read like the Cliff Notes versions of books before, where you know, just read a professionally written synopsis to get the main points and get the main takeaways, but they've never done it justice, right? I think Headway has been spectacular. I've really enjoyed it. It packs things down to like 20, 25 minute bites. So every day I can consume the major points from like three or four books. And it's really great. So just give it a try. Give it a try, man. I would urge you to do that. I will tell you, even though we're not doing a pod deck this week, this episode is powered by pod decks, even though we're not doing a pod deck this week. Pod decks are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or an existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience or get more engagement, you're going to want to check out poddecks.com. If you use code DJMatt, they'll give you 10% off your first order. And since I started using them, when I started using them, it was three decks, and you bought the decks, and that was all there was. Now there's an app, and they have so many decks that are on there, and they're curated by the Poddex team, and it is an amazing tool, and you can have a lot of fun with it, especially when you have guests on the podcast, which we will have guests on the podcast in the future. Again, I know that was some of my favorite podcasts episodes is when I have guests on. So Poddex are the hottest new tool for podcasters looking to have more meaningful conversations or gamify their podcast. Simply shuffle up, ask a question, and let the content roll. And I'll tell you, I've used Poddex sitting around the dining room table with my kids. I'll just pull out an interview question or pull out a topic, and we'll talk about it. And they have Would You Rather decks that are a lot of fun. Anyway, get yours today at poddex.com. Use the code DJMatt. They'll give you 10% off your first order. And there you go. This may end up being a shorter podcast than you're used to, because I wanted to spend my time and spend my focus on this one topic really well. So let's talk about a few more quotes, and we'll get into our motivational moment here. Oprah Winfrey. I don't agree with a lot of stuff she does and says, but there's some good quotes from her. She's had some great shows over the years. She said, "You define your own life. Don't let other people write your script." This is a great quote, right? You decide what to do with your life. You decide where you go. You decide where you spend your time, your focus, your energy. You decide. It's your book to write. It's your script to write. You're the main character. Other people might think they're central characters in your story, and a lot of those people don't even get a name in your book, right? You decide. Do not let other people decide. Don't let your parents decide what you do. Don't let your spouse decide. To a degree. Now, I'm not saying ignore the people around you. It is always good to get advice and input from people you trust and people who have your best interest at heart. But don't think that just because your spouse tells you, well, this is what I feel like you should do and this is why, that you have to do that. And spouses, don't think, and girlfriends and boyfriends and significant others, whatever. Don't think that if you give your input and your person doesn't do that, that they don't care about your opinion. If they didn't care about your opinion, they wouldn't ask you. This is great advice for you. If someone asks you for your opinion, then that means they either value your opinion, value your input, or trust you. And so give them that opinion completely. Don't try to spare their feelings. Just give them your honest opinion on the situation. And don't get upset if they don't do what you say or what you suggest, because they are defining their own life. You're not defining their life. And you might not even play a significant part in other people's. You have to know you're writing your own script. All right? Don't let other people write yours. So good one from Oprah. Joseph Campbell said, "We must let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the one that is waiting for us." And I'm going to talk a little bit about faith here, which I do on the podcast. And if you're not a faithful person, if you don't, you know, trust God, if you're not a Christian, number one, I'm sorry for you. And if you want to know what that's all about, give me a call. I'll be happy to talk with you about it. And number two, you can just take this advice for how it is. But a lot of us make a plan for our life, and that's not what God intended for us. And we don't.
Now connected to DJ Matt.
Alexa, shut up. My Alexa's hollering at me in the middle of the show. That's delightful. We must let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the one waiting for us. Because a lot of times we'll make a plan and God will be like, nope, that's not the plan. And you'll question, why is this falling? This, then like relationships might fall apart or a job you might lose. But you have to let go. Like things do happen for a reason. Sometimes that reason is, you know, you're stupid and made a mistake. But things happen for a reason. And if your plan isn't working out, number one, do some searching, do some focusing, do some prayer, and really think about, is this the direction I'm supposed to be going? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And if it is, if you really, really feel like that is the direction you're supposed to be going, maybe you were just on the wrong path. There's a lot of paths that lead to the same destination. All right, there's a lot of ways to get from Fort Worth to Dallas, and you got to choose which way you want to try that you think is going to work best for you. And sometimes that doesn't work best for you. And sometimes you got to take a different way. And sometimes it's going to be more difficult. Sometimes you got to take the toll way because it's going to cost you. I think I just made a really good parallel here. If you want to get somewhere in your life, sometimes there's going to be traffic to contend with, and sometimes it's going to cost you a toll to get there. But if that's where you truly want to go, then it's going to be worth dealing with that. And if you really, really put prayer into it and it's still laid on your heart and you are still just devoted and holding on to that, after you've had a discussion with God about it, you know, be prepared to let go and realize. I fully believe that if you really love and want and need a direction in your life, God is going to be faithful to you if you're faithful to God and give you what it is you want. But just remember, if you have failure after failure, I promise you, if you are faithful to God and he's not going to give you something you're not going to enjoy. So there very well could be something better out there. So you have to be prepared to let go of something you've planned, whether it's your, you know, business or where you were planning on living or whatever it is. You have to be prepared to let go of that and accept something better that could be out there, because there could always be better. And chances are, if you're just struggling and struggling and failing and failing and failing, trying to head towards something, that's a sign that maybe you should look in another direction. I'm just saying, it's a very personal and a very faith-based thing to plan out your life, because you have to be on board with your life, but God has to be on board with your plan. Like God has to say, yeah, that jives with what I have for you. For you to be able to do it. If it doesn't jive with what God has prepared for you, for your life, because he's already got something great out there for you, then you're not going to get, and you're not going to, you might succeed a little bit, but you're not going to have the full success you could in your life unless you're inside God's will. So I urge you, it's just as important as checking in on your business and checking in on your health is check in on your faith and see where you're at and see if you're still good there. So, people talk to me here and there about, Matt, I don't think you should talk about faith and God so much in your podcast because I think it'll turn off a large section of the audience. And that may be, but I think it's important to me, and I think too many people are pulling back off speaking about their personal faith and their relationship with God and the importance of that. I think more people should be talking about it. And if you get turned off of me talking about my relationship with God and how important that is, then that's your problem. And And I'm sorry for you, but you should do a self-examination and find out why that bothers you. Do you not have a relationship with God? Do you not have any faith at all? Why is that? Is it because you never saw it growing up and you don't understand it? Is it because, and this is a hard one to swallow, and a lot of people who choose not to have a relationship with God, I find this is the case. Do you just not want to be held accountable for what it is you do and don't do in your life? And that's a hard one. Because having a relationship with God and having faith and choosing that relationship means you're accountable to somebody for what you do and what you don't do. In the Apostles' Creed, we talk about being forgiven for the things we have done and the things we have left undone. So the things you do are just as important as the things you choose not to do in your life. And that's as important, that regardless of faith, if you choose to do things or you choose not to do things, the things you leave undone, the things you choose not to do, can have just as big an impact as the things you go do. So bear that in mind if you are trying to decide where to spend your energy and spend your time. Choosing not to do something can have a big impact on your life, especially if it's related to, you know, family and things like that. Because I'll tell you right now, and this is off topic, I'll tell you right now, if you don't spend time with your children when they are your children, and if you don't find a way to invest in your children when they're children, you're going to regret it when they're no longer children. You will. You absolutely will. And that's not an opinion. This is a fact, Jack. If you don't spend the time and you don't hands-on raise your children and spend time with them and laugh with them and lecture them and parent them, you will regret it. At some point in your life, you will. All right, and our final quote, Joel Speranza said, "Our lives are stories in which we write, direct, and star in the leading role. Some chapters are happy, while others bring lessons to learn. But we always have the power to be heroes in our own adventures." Not every chapter of your life is going to be fun. I have had a bad chapter in my life the last five, six months have been pretty great, for a lot of reasons. But the year, full year before that, was a bad chapter in my life. It was not a fun chapter. Learned some lessons, learned some things about myself, learned some things about the years before that, but I can't focus backwards. I have to know there's better chapters ahead. I'm in a better chapter now. I'm in a fabulous chapter now. There's so much good stuff in my life right now. And you have the power to be the hero of your own adventure, right? So if you're in a bad time, probably you're the only person that's going to get you out of that bad time, right? You're the only person that can be the hero and save the day. Who's going to save your life? Who is going to make the change? Who is going to, you know, grab your life by the horns and steer it in the direction you want to go? That hero is you. There's not Superman's going to fly down out of the clouds and come save your life and put you on the right path. It is all on you, but it is all on you. You don't have to wait on anybody. You don't have to rely on anybody. You don't have to. You can. You can rely on other people for all kinds of help. You can rely on people for support. But when it comes down to it, and you're in the worst days, and you're in the darkest chapters, and you're in the worst part of your story, and you're down in the bottom, and you're probably down there, and you have no one to rely on, because if you have people to rely on, you have people helping you, it's probably not the darkest part of your life. But when you're in that darkest part of your life, and you're down there in the bottom, and there's no one around you to help you, and no one around you there to pull you up, besides your faith and God, you are there. You're the hero who's going to reach the arm out and pull yourself up. And you can choose to do that anytime you want. It doesn't matter if your bad times just started, if you've been in bad times for years, it doesn't matter. You can take any moment and you can decide that this is the time where I become the hero and I pull myself up and I save my life and I save my business and I steer me in the right direction. You are the hero. You are the captain. You are the director. You get to choose the direction of your story. You get to choose where you focus your time and energy and passion and everything. Everything. You get to do it. So, my friends, my entrepreneur friends, my amazing business owners, all you beautiful, beautiful people out there, you are the masters of your own destiny. You have the power to shape your life and your career in any way you see fit. And one of the greatest gifts that comes with being the type of person you are, the entrepreneur or the business owner, is the ability to own your own time and own your own choices. When you own your own time, you have the freedom to work when and where you want. You can set your own schedule. You can prioritize the things that matter most to you. This means you can spend more time with your family, pursue your hobbies, podcasting, go to the gym, play video games, focus on your health and well-being. When you own your own choices, you have the power to make decisions that will shape the direction of your business and shape the direction of your life. You can choose for your business to invest in new technologies, expand into new markets, take the calculated risks that will help you grow your business. By owning your time, you have a great responsibility there. You need to be self-disciplined, self-motivated, willing to work hard to achieve your goals, and you need to be able to make it through tough decisions and be willing to accept the consequences of your choices. But remember, the rewards of being that type of person, being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, being the leader in your life are great. When you own your own time, you can build a business that reflects your values, your vision, and your passion. And that is truly one of the greatest gifts that life has to offer. You're the only one writing your story. You get to decide the direction. You get to decide what characters to keep and which to kill off. You get to decide what your story focuses on. You get to decide when to change direction, when to power through. You get to decide where the goal line is in your life. Use your power as the one and only author of your life to make those choices of where you focus, your energy, and your time. Pick your destination. Pick the road that will get you there. Set your own timeline. You're the only one who can do that. No one can tell you the right way to write your story and design your success. It is all you. So, my friends, my beautiful entrepreneurs and business owners, I challenge you to seize control of your time and your choices. Create the life that you want and build the business you have always dreamed of. The world is waiting for you. Go out there and make it happen. Thanks for joining us on the Inspired to Greatness podcast. Please check back with us each and every week for fresh tips, new shows. Visit the website at itgpodcast.com. Look for us on Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, all those places. If you want to be on the show, please visit itgpodcast.com/beourguest. If you have a question or a topic suggestion, you can email the show at inspiredtogreatnesspodcast@gmail.com. Find the show on Facebook and Instagram. And remember, everything's on our website at itgpodcast.com. Thanks again, my friends. Go do amazing things. Just be awesome. Go inspire, motivate, and dominate. See you next time.